Welcome to Getting the Most Out of Your Website
with Kelly Zapurja.
Hello, and welcome to my section of Main Menu. For those of you who've just started listening to this series, this is where you can find out how to get the most out of your website. I mostly discuss various tools that you can add to your site, but I plan on doing a mini tutorial on writing your first web page. This week, I'm going to discuss how to get a free, unique website address to be referred to as a redirect URL. URL, by the way, stands for Universal Resource Locator, and how to add a guestbook to your site. First, let's take a look at redirect URLs. What is a redirect URL? It's a short web address that redirects you to your website. Basically, it enters your website address automatically, and you're redirected to it. To give you an idea of how this works, the redirect URL for my personal website is ksapurja.cjb, as in Bravo, .net. Whenever you enter that address in your browser, you'll be redirected to members.xoom.com/ksapurja/index.html. But where can you get one of these addresses? Well, there are a variety of sources that give you these free redirect URLs, but here are two I'm familiar with. The first site is at www.v3, that's the number 3, .com, to be referred to as v3.com. This site allows you to get a unique redirect URL, such as welcome.to, that's T-O, listen.to, travel.to, etc. When I used this service, the website address for my personal website was listen.to/ksapurja. I chose the listen.to portion of the address because my site contains various sound files of my music and audio production work. This site also allows you to choose how ads are displayed. You can choose between a pop-up window, a delay window, which displays an ad for about 10 seconds, then loads your site, or you can choose between a top or bottom frame of your site. I chose the delay option. You can also choose to have the address of your site cloaked. This means that the normal address for your site, for instance, www.geocities.com/mortlackfiddlers, can either be displayed on the address bar, or the address of the redirect URL can be displayed, for instance, listen.to/ksapurja. The only disadvantage to using the cloaking feature is that a frame will be displayed around your site. Recently, I noticed that there were various technical problems with v3.com. For instance, when people tried to visit my website using the listen.to address, they kept being told that, quote, "you are not authorized to view this content." I personally don't recommend this service because of the errors you get when visiting a website with their redirect URLs. One site I highly recommend for getting your own redirect URL is at www.cjb.net. This site gives you a free address. For instance, mysite.cjb.net. One thing I like about this service is the fact that there are no ads displayed on your site. Like v3.com, you can also have your address cloaked if you want, though you'll get a frame around your site. You also get access to a guestbook and chat forum, but I haven't tried these services. Here again are the two sites that I mentioned for getting your own redirect URL. www.v3.com is where you can get your own unique .to address, such as listen.to/ksapurja. And www.cjb.net is where you can get your own cjb.net address, for instance, ksapurja.cjb.net. Now let's discuss guestbooks. Guestbooks allow your visitors to offer comments about your site. Visitors are generally asked for their name, email address, homepage address, if they have one, and they can enter comments and suggestions in the provided space. Like most web page services, there are a variety of sources that offer guestbooks. Most of them are extremely customizable, allowing you to add additional fields such as, how do you like my site? And then have combo boxes for the various choices, as an example. While others simply provide fields for basic information, such as your name, email address, etc. If you're just starting out, I recommend www.guestbook, all one word, guestbook.com, which is part of the mycomputer.com network, which provides other free services, such as a graphical web counter, a website statistics tracker, etc. The guest book is easy to set up. You simply answer the questions, and you can then get the HTML code via email. The code is actually a JavaScript, and you can put it on any page you want. You can also create additional guest books for different sites. Note that before you can use this guest book, you have to register with the MyComputer.com network, but registration is simple and it's free. Some other features of this guest book are the ability to set up an auto-reply function that will send a customized email message to your visitors when they've added an entry to the guest book, and you can also set it up to send you an email when someone signs the book. And that, by the way, is a very useful feature. If you want to get a free customizable guest book, try, and this address has no www in front of it, guestbooks.netservices.gr. Again, that's guestbooks.netservices, all one word, .gr. This guest book is packed with numerous features, such as the ability to add customized fields to the sign the guest book form, and you can also add pictures and music to the guest book. There are also various security features, such as password protection. I recommend this guestbook for intermediate users due to its complexity. Here are the website addresses I've mentioned today. To get your own unique .to address for free, go to www.v3.com. CJB.net is available at www.cjb.net. The guestbook from the MyComputer.com network can be found at www.guestbook.com. And the customizable guestbook I mentioned can be found at guestbooks.netservices.gr. If you have any questions or suggestions about this series, please email me at kelly@acbradio.org. That's K-E-L-L-Y @acbradio.org. O-R-G. Next week, we'll take a look at a unique service that allows you to add a customized message to your site, how to add an audio intro, and more. For ACB Radio, I'm Kelly Saperja.